KARN News Time, 6:43, Bob Steele with you on First News. And joining me in studio is an Arkansan from Conway, Arkansas, Kelly Shipp. He is a photographer and also a computer programmer. But the reason we have him in studio is he is among the winners of the Project Imagination Contest. This was a contest by Canon Films in conjunction with a famous director who is going to make a movie inspired by the photographs. It's a little bit unusual. The director is somebody we've all heard of as well, Ron Howard. Kelly, you have got to be very honored, really, to be among those picked to be part of this film from a photograph.
I'm very honored. There were over 96,000 entries in this contest that Canon put on.
And how many winners?
There were eight.
Eight winners out of 96,000 people. Yeah, you would be honored. Now, I know you got to go to New York and meet Ron Howard and see the film.
Right, exactly. We had the world premiere in New York City with the entire red carpet and the whole works.
And what kind of guy is Ron Howard? He seems like a really nice guy.
He's exactly as what you would picture him to be. Very, very nonchalant, very casual, very approachable. But he's also very, very talented. A very good linguist, too. He's very, very quick-witted and very smart.
Yeah, he's had a bunch of award-winning films. And, of course, we all know him from The Andy Griffith Show and then later on Happy Days. An incredibly talented actor, director. Mm-hmm. And are you pleased with what he did in terms of the film and the use of your photograph in the film?
I'm very pleased. I was very impressed, actually. When Canon approached Ron about this, they asked him, hey, we've got this great idea to accept submissions from the public and to build this storyline just from photographs. And so they chose eight different themes, and the challenge was for the director, who ended up being Bryce, his daughter, to build a storyline just from these eight photographs. And mine was the unknown theme that they built this from, and I think Bryce did a fantastic job.
Well, describe your photograph to our listeners, and I have looked at it here, and it's an amazing photograph, I've got to tell you. Where'd you take it?
I shot this in Bigelow, Arkansas. It's just outside of Houston, Arkansas.
I think some of us have been through Bigelow, if you've been in Arkansas for any length of time. It's a solo tree in the middle of a field. How did you spot it?
Exactly. I pass by this quite often in my traveling around the state, and I've often tried to capture this tree in a unique way. This tree sits in the center of this huge 120-acre field. There's nothing around it, and it's perfectly like a pear shape. And it's full of leaves, so I thought, how cool would this be to capture this in infrared? And infrared light reflects a lot off of leaves, so I knew if I could capture this late in the evening on a clear blue sky night, that I could capture that contrast of a beautiful white-lit tree with the sun setting on it, and then maybe have the moon coming up behind it.
And it does. I mean, there's a speck in the sky.
Yes.
It looks like a star almost, but that's the moon coming up. And it almost looks as if it's a black and white photograph. What is all the white on the ground around the tree?
I shot this with the infrared camera. And what that does, it records the infrared spectrum that we can't really see. It's beyond the visible spectrum. And so typically whatever is alive, living, is reflective a lot of infrared light. So leaves and grass is very, very reflective. The tree bark, although, is very dark. So you have a good contrast of light.
Did you have to wait for the light to be exactly perfect for you? Because the tree is mostly a bright white, but there's a lower level darkness to the bottom of the tree. And it's an amazing... Is it a fisheye lens?
I did shoot this with a fisheye lens because I wanted to capture that extreme wide view that to really emphasize the fact that this tree is all by itself. And what you see in the foreground, the reason I shot this a certain time of day, I wanted to capture that so the sun was setting behind me halfway up the tree. So just the top part of the tree is lit, mostly.
Now, did you see this in your mind's eye before you shot it? I mean, you sound like you really plotted this out.
Yes, I did.
The way you wanted it to come? Because it's a gorgeous photograph.
It was very well planned. I had to time it so that the sun was in the right place at the right time on the tree, in a clear sky with the moon in the right spot up in the sky so you can see the moon as well at the same time. So I got lucky. All this happened that next weekend after I shot this.
Well, it's amazing that out of 96,000 photographs, they picked this one, but I can see why. Now, the film is called what?
The film is called When You Find Me.
When You Find Me, and it's going to have a premiere in the state of Arkansas. Are you going to be there?
Yes, I'll be there.
All right, tell us about that. When does that happen?
The premiere will be at Breckenridge this Thursday evening. It starts at 6:30. You have to RSVP. The best way to do that is just to go to my website, at kellyship.com, or you can go to the Project Imagination website. It's on YouTube. Just youtube.com/imagination, and there's just an email address. You just RSVP and you just show up.
All right, it's my understanding that if we can't make the world premiere of the film in Arkansas, we can see it online?
Absolutely. Just go to the YouTube website and you can watch it online until I think it runs through this Saturday.
All right, great. Well, thank you so much for coming in. What did you get other than the trip to New York and meeting Ron Howard? Did you win some kind of prize?
Canon did give us the point-and-shoot, the S95.
Oh, not too bad for a photographer to get.
Sure. And it shoots HD video. They also gave us the Canon 7D with a kit lens with it. And they gave us a signed copy of the screenplay.
Awesome.
So it was a great trip.
Well, congratulations, Kelly. We appreciate you coming in and telling us about it. And it always makes us proud when an Arkansan shines. So way to go, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
KRN News time is 6:49. We check traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Kevin Miller in the traffic center.
Couple of problems, likely a weather-related accident here. 67 northbound. Looks like it's between Redmond and Main Street. And also a wreck on the Bologna bypass at the 107 merge.